Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Monday the 10th of January 2011. All the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So the UK's Office of Fair Trading is cracking down on Twitter users and bloggers who use their online presence to endorse products and companies. If you don't clearly state your relationship with the brand, then I'm afraid the OFT is going to come down and give you a good old slap. They've launched an investigation into hand-picked media as well, because they've had a bit of a problem with it in the last few months. We did tell you a little while ago about it. But it's getting serious now, and it could be legislated for, and there'll certainly be some fines thrown out there if you're in non-compliance. Vodafone's customer database has been breached. It doesn't sound very good, does it? It believes its secure customer database has been breached by an employee or a dealer. And what they've done is given out the access password to someone who shouldn't have it. There's millions of people's data out there, and it means that criminal groups could be paying for your home address and your credit card details. Oh dear, Vodafone, you could be in a bit of hot water. Now, tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning, presumably Eastern Standard Time because of the events in New York City, Verizon will be standing up and will be announcing something rather spectacular. They intend to rule the air, unquote. Yes, you've got to RSVP by today if you want to go. I didn't get my invitation, but there you go, eh? But they will be announcing something rather special. Everyone's speculating it could be the new CDMA iPhone, and it's going to come with unlimited data, allegedly, as well. We'll believe it when we see it, just like we always have. Kyle will be here on Wednesday to tell you all about it, so listen in then. Now, if you've got a bit of a problem with leaks, then the first thing that you do is set yourself a policy on what you're going to do about leaks, and then you set yourself a procedure on how you're going to deal with dealing with leaks. Unfortunately, the US government's 11-page document on how to get agencies to prevent future leaks has been leaked. Yes, you knew it was coming. The document's out there. Obama's not happy, and so he shouldn't be. Lightpeak is definitely coming. Yes, huzzah, it's nearly here. It's imminent. The only problem is, it won't be with any light. No, unless the light refers to the weight of the copper that's involved in it, because unfortunately Lightpeak is coming with high-speed data transfer, but it's going to be down the copper, it won't be down the fibre. So it's promised everything, and so far delivered nothing. And yet, Intel will not let USB 3 onto their motherboards. Come on. Now, we got sicker tablets last week, but remote controls seem to be the big thing at CES at the moment, as well as Snakebite have come out with a PlayStation 3 remote, which is something that is absolutely essential. Because PlayStation uses Bluetooth, it means that none of the IR controllers really work with it. But for only $50, Snakebite are going to give you the remote. Sold, guys. Just send me one. I'll send you the money. And Griffin have released the Beacon. It's a universal remote control system for your iPad, and it sits on top of your TV, and it's got a programmable interface that does look rather stunning, actually, as well. Price, not listed on the story, unfortunately, so I won't be holding me breath. And the other thing that was pretty big at CES was Bluetooth speakers, and also AirPlay, of course. And Native Union have brought out the Bluetooth handset and speakerphone for iPhones. It looks rather nice, actually, but it looks rather big, that's the only thing. It's $29, so it's not the end of the world either. Well done. Now, you know how Ion create those nice little scanners that'll do your slides from your camera from the 1970s, or you can do your cassettes or your video cassettes, or you can do your long playing records on vinyl. Well, now they've done one for your book. The Ion Book Saver is $150, so it's not badly priced. So basically, you fold your book out and you stick it in the little reader, and it sends it to PDF on your computer. You can take every single book you've got, all your cookbooks and all your novels, and you can put them straight into your computer if you really want to, and have them as ebooks. And if anyone's bothered noticing, iWork now publishes directly to EPUB, so that could be rather useful. VLC's been removed from the App Store. Now, you might think this is Apple being a bit of a bunch of git, but it's not. It's one of the developers had complained to Apple that there'd been some jiggery-pokery with the licensing codes, and they've agreed and said okay, and pending the inquiry into that and the outcome, it's been removed from the App Store. It's available on CD if you want it, but it's not available in iTunes. Kenmore were at CES as well this week, and they've shown off some tablet-connected appliances. They've got touch panels on the front, but you can link them to your iPhone or your iPad or your Android or your Windows tablet, and you can sit and run them all remotely from your network. They all connect via Wi-Fi, and they look rather good. They're probably going to be a bit pricey, I would have thought, but it's the age of innovation. Visteon have finally made the leap that everyone wanted, which was to come out with an iPad docking station for your car. Yes, they pushed it out at CES. If you've got a 3G-enabled device, then you can stick it in there and it'll run just fine and dandy, providing it can get a signal because you're not going too fast. It doesn't look too bad at all. And don't forget, two of our listeners have got a fantastic application in the iTunes store that will help you drive more efficiently called Drive Gain. So that'd be really useful. Samsung has entered a really weird market. They've got a whole load of stuff that transmit directly to their Galaxy S handsets, but it's got four baby monitors and security cameras with a hub. It's $199, $299, so it's not horrific, but it just seems a bit off the wall. And this year's device that will never come, or will come and will cost too much, is the Sphero. We had the Parrot AR Droid last year that finally showed up only a couple of months back, but this is a tiny ball that's controlled by your iPhone. It's not a quadricopter. It's no more than $100, unquote. Are you really going to pay $100 for a ball that rolls around on the floor controlled by your iPhone? I don't think so. And finally, happy birthday to Apple, because yesterday was the iTunes birthday. It was 10 years old. Blimey, that seems a long time ago. And today, it's the iPhone, because the iPhone today is 4 years old. Happy birthday, iPhone. Save me a slice of cake. If you've got a review and don't know where to stick it, then please put it on iTunes. We need all the reviews we can get. It helps our position marvellously. Thank you ever so much. And get all your friends and mates to listen to us as well, because we're on a surge this year. We're on the way up. If you've got a story, send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and Vimeo at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow with Kyle for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. I hope you have a good day. Thanks very much for listening.